US presidents also in the UK promising Britain a phenomenal post-Brexit trade deal. But Donald Trump ruffled feathers when he insisted the UK's National Health Service should be on the table at future trade negotiations. In London, thousands turned out to protest against his lavish state visit to Britain. Mr. Trump says reports of demonstrations are fake news. The president's revealed he's refused to meet with the British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, but he did make time for the pro-Brexit politician Nigel Farage. Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan reports.
It could have been a rather awkward encounter between two leaders who haven't always gelled. But as Donald Trump stood beside Theresa May, he had warm words for the outgoing British Prime Minister, bedevilled by Brexit.
Perhaps you won't be given the credit that you deserve if they do something, but I think you deserve a lot of credit. I really do. I think you deserve a lot of credit.
Mr. President, you and I agreed the first time we met that we should aim for an ambitious free trade agreement when the UK leaves the EU. We will continue to work together to preserve the alliance that is the bedrock of our shared prosperity and security.
Mr. Trump joked that if he was leading Brexit negotiations, he would have sued by now.
I would have sued, but that's okay. I would have sued and settled, maybe.
Mr. Trump later met with his friend, the leader of the Brexit Party, Nigel Farage, and he gave a nod of approval to Conservative leadership contenders Boris Johnson and the Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt.
So I know Boris. I like him. I've liked him for a long time. I know Jeremy. I think he'd do a very good job.
Outside in the pouring London rain, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn gave a long and impassioned speech at an anti-Trump rally.
And by our demonstration here today, we've shown just how determined we, all of us, are to achieve that better place and that better world.
Crowds were down on last year, but the Trump baby blimp was back as thousands turned out to protest against his record on women's rights and immigration.
I think it's bad enough that he's a president of the United States, let alone, you know, the honour of a state visit. I think that's very disappointing.
And then I heard that there were protests. I said, where are the protests? I don't see any protests. I did see a small protest today when I came, very small. So a lot of it is fake news, I hate to say.
While Mr. Corbyn turned down an invitation to the state dinner held at Buckingham Palace in Mr. Trump's honour, Mr. Trump revealed Mr. Corbyn had unsuccessfully sought a meeting with him.
I don't know Jeremy Corbyn. Never met him. Never spoke to him. He wanted to meet today or tomorrow, and I decided that I would not do that.
While the government derided the opposition's stance on Mr. Trump's visit as childish, both sides of politics bristled at the president's suggestion that the UK's National Health Service be part of trade talks.
When you're dealing on trade, everything's on the table. So NHS or anything else, or a lot more than that.
Health Minister Matt Hancock, who's one of many vying for Theresa May's job, hit back, saying the NHS won't be for sale. Whoever takes over from Mrs. May has those trade talks to look forward to, with a president who loves to win a deal. This is Bridget Brennan in London reporting for AM.